I think she just caught on because that's when I started Greek dancing. And so she was like, oh, this dude likes the dancing. So that's what must have been it.
Δηλαδή όταν πήγαινες μέσα στο μπάνιο καθόσουν με τις ώρες.
Oh, I would also take really long showers. She knew.
Vicky, it's your mother. No, you never call me. I mean, I wonder, is your finger broken?
Just don't tell my mother.
It's your mother.
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 No, you never call me.
Just don't tell my mother. Just don't.
Where the hell are you? You are never home.
Hello, my family. It's Nikki Levy. Welcome back to Don't Tell My Mother. I am coming to you live from the belly of the beast, my mother's house in Queens, New York. My mother had surgery, and so I flew in from Los Angeles to help her. I'm a good daughter. But I'm not a good daughter. I am a raging you-know-what, because that seems to be what happens when daughters get around their mothers. It is like an allergy. Instead of breaking out into hives, we break out into bitch. My mother, as you all know, because she's been on this podcast a million times, is a wonderful, kind, hilarious, charming, loving human being. But she is also a hoarder. So you put down your phone in the house, and 3 hours later, you're digging through National Geographic from 1972 to find it. Did you know slugs have four noses? Truth. My mother lost a thyroid, and I lost my damn mind the minute I got here 6 long days ago. Do me a favor, my family. DM me. Tell me about a fight you had with your mother. Tell me about a time she makes you crazy. Tell me about something about her that makes you crazy. At Don't Tell My Mother or at Nikki Levy. I promise you, I will relate. We have a fun as hell episode today. Gus Constantelis is an amazing TV writer and comic, and he got really famous during quarantine for his videos imitating his Greek mother, Julia. Now, growing up in Queens, I have a special place in my heart for Greek things. I mean, souvlaki was like my 7th vocabulary word. Gus tells us an uber sexy story about losing his virginity in a foreign country. And then Julia, his mom, joins us. This episode is somewhat bilingual because Julia only speaks Greek, and I feel right at home. Hasta kuname! We'll be back with me and Gus right after this.
Just don't tell my mother.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, Gus.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, I'm good. I'm so happy to see you.
Me too. Are you in a closet? I'm in my old bedroom in my parents' house.
Gus, I'm looking at little stuffed animals. Is that Pokemon?
Yeah.
Gus, did you go to your mother's house so we could get her on later?
Yes, because she doesn't speak English, so she can't use Zoom and everything. So she needs me.
Oh, plus, Gus.
She needs help. My dad needs help with Amazon Prime on his TV. And she's going to Greece, so she needs to do her COVID authorization form. So it's like a to-do list I have. And then also this podcast.
My God, Gus, you're an incredible son. Okay, so well, let me backtrack. So I got really into your Instagram over the pandemic.
Thank you.
So you've done like just like the funniest videos, but like Greek moms on Easter, Greek moms when they come to visit, Greek mom, like every possible Greek mom cooking videos. And by the way, I Greek food and Indian food are my two favorite foods. So anything with Greek food, I'm in.
I do so many of those recipe videos. And let me tell you, it's so hard to fit them into a minute. And sometimes I'll do it and then people will be like, you forgot this. And I'm like, this is 59 seconds. I'm clearly a person in a wig. I mean, it's not a real recipe. Like, don't take this too seriously.
No, I mean, I'll be honest. Yeah, they're more Gus doing a great sketch than an Ina Garten video.
This is not Ina, but I do now put the actual recipes in my stories whenever I release the videos. And I tell people, screenshot it and actually, because it's the real recipe, and I'll be like, make it.
Wait. There's a video you did for Easter that you got a lot of love for on the interwebs.
Explain the Easter video for folks.
It was like mid-pandemic. It was like very early pandemic, actually. It was April, and it was Greek Easter was coming up. I had been doing this Greek mom character, and I was like, oh, I need to do like a Greek moms on Easter video. And at that point, like, I had been doing videos long enough where I was starting to like really lose my interest in them because I wasn't finding any success. Do you know what I mean? Like that moment where you're like, I'm really putting in a lot of work here and like no one cares. And so I was like, I need to do an Easter video. I'm just going to slap this together. And I just did it really quickly. And then I posted it. And then I went fully viral on like Facebook and Instagram.
Can you do a bit from that video?
You know what? I think what's really funny in that video is that I keep saying, Alexa, send group text message to the whole family. And then I have like a part where I'm like, my cousin Maria told my sister Maria that my cousin Maria told her sister Maria that my pasticcio is dry, so she's not invited for Easter this year. And I just like, it was so silly. And I was like having such a good time. And then it went super viral. And I'm so lucky for it.
How much of these videos where you do your mom, how much are they really your mom? And how much do you like, how much is made up and how much is like you repeating shit your mother has said?
I will say, I'll probably say like 85% is my mom. And then 15% is like shit I've needed to make up that I've seen from other people, like my aunts or something like that, or my grandma.
So you grew up, so you're first generation and you were raised in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
And your parents moved here from Greece or moved to New York from Greece when they were how old or in what year-ish?
So it was 1984. My parents came here.
It was recent, probably 36 years ago.
Yep. And my dad learned English when he was in Athens, and my mom didn't speak any English at all. And they came with like, you know, her brothers. And so it was like a network of all these Greeks. Yes. And that was it. They were in New York. And then like, basically my mom like nannied and cleaned houses until,
really?
You know, and my dad was a tailor. And so then they just saved up enough money and then eventually like bought a house, and my dad started a small business like 8 years ago.
So what made them come to the States?
It was a multitude of things. It was like there was an economic crisis in the 80s in Greece. So it was like there was no jobs and there was shit going on in her village. Like her brother died. Her other brother was murdered in this like crazy like land dispute.
What's the name of her village?
Capelletto.
And where is that?
It's a very small village in Peloponnesian. They got indoor plumbing in that village like 6 years ago on the same day that gay marriage was legalized in America. And it's like love wins. Love truly wins.
So does toilets. Yeah.
Yes. And so do toilets.
So your mom's from a tiny village in Greece, but you were born here in the States, right?
Yeah, I was born in Brooklyn.
Where in Brooklyn?
Bay Ridge.
Ah! So did you grow up with a lot of other Greek kids or...
It was a good mix. It was good. We had like a bunch of Greek kids, and then we had a bunch of Arabic kids, and then a bunch of just like kind of like mutts is what we called them back in the day, of like a mix of everything.
I know Bay Ridge as just so Italian.
And Italians.
Like
I mean,
mafioso Italian in Bay Ridge.
But the Italians weren't, because like we were much poorer than I guess the Italians were, because all the Italians are like in the richer areas of Bay Ridge and also in Diker Heights and Bensonhurst.
Ooh, whereas Diker like, Heights. We were, I'd like to live there.
We were in the poor little area and it was like all those six family houses. So it was like a different vibe kind of. Like you have to imagine, like we were poor when we were kids. Like I shared a bed with my brother until I was 11. And then I shared a room with him until I was 14. And then I finally got my own bedroom when I was 15.
How did you masturbate with your brother in your bed? Like, how do you do these coming of age shit? I'm just being honest.
It's so true, because that's when we shared a bedroom, is when I finally hit puberty. I feel bad for him more than I feel bad for me, because at least when I was going through puberty, we had our own beds and we had our own bedroom, right? And I could go anywhere in the house, right? But when he was going through puberty, he had to share a bed with me, and it must have really been miserable, because we shared a bed together, but we also shared a bedroom with our other brother. So it was like three people in one bedroom. That sucked.
That's for three that. Boys.
Yeah, you could crack that fucking mattress in half. I mean, honestly, it was disgusting. But I would come home from school and then I'd have like 3 hours before my brother Mario came home from school. So I had the bedroom all to myself for 3 hours. And so I'd get home and I would eat a bologna sandwich. I would watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer and then I'd masturbate furiously like 3 times in a row. And then I would go to like go do my homework and then he would be home. So that's how I masturbated. You're welcome.
I'm dead. Okay. So you grew up poor, slapping the bologna when you could. Did you feel like you were similar to the other kids? Like, did you feel like an insider then? Or did you kind of feel like an outsider?
No, that's the thing is, I did feel like an insider. I felt like this is normal. And it wasn't until college and high school, like late high school into college, that I started feeling like an outsider.
Why? Why then?
Well, because college is when I went to NYU. And NYU, you're not going to get first generation people like at NYU. It was like a very, I guess, like standard wealthy of like wealthy student with like wealthy parents.
Do you remember a moment that you felt like, oh, these are not my people?
Yeah, it was like, during Welcome Week. I was like sitting I was with the commuter students because I was a commuter student at the time. And so they separated us. Yeah. And they separated us into commuter students and like the resident students. Right. And with the commuter students, I was like, oh, these are my people. These are the people that grew up in New York, have immigrant parents, have some sort of culture that they identify with. And then I was at an event where it was like a bunch of like non-commuter students. And I was like, what's going on? I'm the weird person here. Like people would be like, oh, I summer here. Like if you use summer as a verb, like we inherently don't get along. That's just the truth. Yes. And so I was like, this is so confusing. Yeah. I don't know what to do with these people. And I could just feel a difference. Like I could just feel like, oh, like we just had different upbringings.
One of the videos you did, Gus, was coming out to immigrant parents.
I love that video because that was like really real for me.
What was different about coming out to your mom than maybe other people's experiences?
I guess like when people talk about gay rights, sometimes they forget how hard it is in other countries or like how much further behind other countries are. But Greece is one of those places where it's very frowned upon to this day. And so it was really hard for her. My cousin, who's much older, he's 25 years older than me, and he lives in Canada. Mm. When he came out of the closet, his mom completely rejected him. She never, ever wanted to talk about it. She basically kicked him out of the house. I mean, he basically had to fend it for himself. That was what was going on as I was growing up. So to see that happening in my family was like very traumatic as a kid because I was like, oh no, I'm just like my cousin and my cousin was not accepted. So that must be what my fate is going to be.
So you knew when you were really young, as most of us do, by the way, right? I mean,
yeah, I did. Yeah.
How did you know? What was your tell that you were like, I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
You know what it was? It was Richard Gere. It was Richard Gere. It was so hot. And I saw him in some random movie once. I just remember him like in a suit and just being like, that is so sexy. And it was like him like putting on a suit or undressing in a suit. And I was just like, that's so sexy. And that was it. And then I just remember like going down like a wormhole later that day of like Richard Gere on Google or Yahoo or Ask Jeeves or whatever it was in 1999.
like us.
Yeah.
And when did you tell your mother?
I told her when I was 20. It's funny because I told my dad a year before I told my mom. And my dad was so cool with it. He did not care. And he was like, don't tell your mother. He's so chill. He actually like literally was like trying to get me to do it for like a long time. And he was like, I tried when you were 12. I tried when you were 14. I tried when you were 16, 18. Now you tell me. I've known all these years. And then one day I woke up and I was on my way to school. I was college and I was just like feeling really sassy. And I was just like, I'm gay. And it was like early in the morning too. And she just started crying. And it was like, she just said, if you don't cook her, you don't cook her clean. How can you be gay? And I was like, okay, first of all, fuck you. That's rude. It was like so funny. And she just cried. And I was like running late. And I was just like, I gotta go. God. And she was just really heartbroken. But, you know, it, and then like that whole week was just really hard. And then eventually she just kind of was like, this is what it is. And then I remember my dad coming in and being like, why did you say anything? Why did you say anything? I was trying to butter her up.
Guys, you have a very sexy story, and sexy stories are my favorite stories, of course. Gus, tell me everything.
This is a story of how I lost my virginity in a bathhouse in France.
Yes, it is.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I was 21. Yeah. I was in the south of France.
Ooh.
I was a virgin. And yeah. I had just turned, it was literally the day after my 21st birthday. And I was in Montpellier with like three of my friends from college. And I stayed in an Airbnb all by myself. And I Googled like gay things to do in Montpellier. Because when you're gay and you get to a new city, all you do is Google gay things to do in that city.
Yes, like, that's I still do that.
You have to. You have to.
I still do it.
It's like so important. You need to know. It's like, is there something to do that is gay? I need to know. So I Googled it, and a bathhouse came up that was 6 minutes walking distance away from my Airbnb. I made it there in three. I mean, I ran, I jogged, I bolted, I sprinted. And I got there and I rang the bell, and I go in, and it was like 12 euro. And they gave me a Velcro wristband with like a little condom pouch and a little lube pouch, and it was like this Velcro wristband that went right here and like a little towel. So I changed into my little towel and I went into the bathhouse and I was like wandering around.
You've obviously never been to a bathhouse before.
No, never. Okay. I was like in shock, right? And on the radio was Woman's World by Cher was playing. I don't know if you remember that song. It was terrible, but it was like, this is a woman's world. This is a woman's world. And she's wearing a wig in that music video made out of like newspaper clippings, and they were playing the music video. So then I'm like walking through, and there's like a sauna. Obviously, it's dark. There's a bar. And then I go downstairs to something called the Z Zone. I go to the Z Zone. I don't know. So I go to the Z Zone, and in the Z Zone, there's like a steam room. And then there's like a giant bed in the middle of the room, like in the public area, and then a TV playing porn, and like a few gay guys, a couch, and then all these private rooms that you can go in the back and like go into by yourself or like with other people, obviously.
And you went to this bathhouse alone, completely alone.
Alone. So I'm in this area, and then I don't go to the private cabins. I just sat down on the couch and I was like taking it all in. There was this really hot guy sitting like right on the bed taking it all in. So the hot guy is like looking at me, and we like lock eyes. We do the gay glances, and he like calls me over. So I go over, and at this point, the song When I Was Your Man by Bruno Mars starts playing on the radio. Very big mood killer. So we're getting it in, like he's like kissing me, we're doing the whole thing, and then at one point he like turns around and he like spreads his butt, and I was like, oh no, does he want me to fuck him, because like I'm a virgin. So I went into like my Velcro wristbands and I like it open, right? And I got the little condom out, and it was so dark it took me like an hour to put it on. I was like struggling so hard, and I finally put it on. And I started fucking him, and I came. And then as I'm fucking him, Girl on Fire by Alicia Keys starts playing. I lasted 10 seconds. It was like the quickest thing. He even turned around to me afterwards and he said, that's it.
Gus. Oh, Gus.
But I like sat down and I was like, wee wee. And he was like, okay. Like, will you let me fuck you after you've come? And I was like, and I like, you know, I like took a breath and I like looked around, right? And I was like, I'm in this bathhouse. I've just turned 21. I've just lost my virginity. Maybe I'm a top. Who knows? Am I a top? We'll see. Probably not, right? And then I look up and there's like two old men just like staring at me. And I like got all my shit and I was like, no. And I ran away. And then I like ran back to my Airbnb and I Skyped my best friend. And I was like, I just lost my virginity.
I did it. Did you get this guy's name?
No.
Good for you. No. Good for you.
I call him Jean-Pierre in my brain. Yes, even though that's he was like an Arabic man. Like he was like, Southern France has a lot of Arabic people. And like, yeah. His name was definitely not Jean-Pierre. I'll tell you that much. But in my brain, his name is Jean-Pierre. He was so hot. He was beautiful. Also, I highly recommend if you haven't lost your virginity yet and you're looking for a way to do it, like Concept Sauna in Montpellier. There you go.
I'm so proud of you.
I did it.
During our little break, you told me you don't want to traumatize your lovely mother by sharing this Mon Cherry popping story with her. But can I still meet her?
Yes.
And I know she doesn't speak English, but will you translate? Because I have some important questions.
Yes, I can translate. Give me 1 second. Let me get her.
Wait, and what do I call your mother?
You can call her Julia.
Gus, let's call your mother. Yasu Julia.
She said, how are you?
Good. You look like the way Gus looks in videos. The same dress.
Thank you.
She said, thank you.
Julia, important question is, what is the one food you will make when I come visit you in Brooklyn? Very important question.
Τι φαγητό θα της φτιάξεις όταν έρχεις στο Brooklyn?
Μουσακά.
Μουσακά, she says.
Μουσακά!
Yeah.
I love Moussaka. Julia, what did you think when Gus started doing videos about you?
Στην αρχή δεν το ξέρα.
She said at first she had no idea.
Μετά εντάξει. Τώρα όμως το συνήθισα.
Now she's used to it. See, now she's like all used to it and she loves it. She really does love it. I mean, she's being all shy right now, but she at first had no idea. And then her church friend started sharing the videos with her. And she was like, oh, now I get it. And they're like, oh, my God, you're so funny. We love him. And now she's used to it.
What would you correct in Gus's video that he's not doing exactly like the right way? That he's not doing like exactly?
That's a great question.
Εντάξει, το κάνεις ίδια σχεδόν.
Ναι, she says I do it exactly like her. She's like, no,
really?
You do it exactly right. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So, Julia, do you remember when Gus came out to you as gay? I'm sure she remembers.
Θυμάστε όταν σου είπα ότι ήμουν gay.
Είχα λίγο καταλάβει.
Oh, she had realized it way before, she said. Yeah.
Από 10 χρονών.
Oh, from when I was 10.
Yeah, what happened at 10?
I think she just caught on because that's when I started Greek dancing. And so she was like, oh, this dude likes the dancing. So that's what must have been
it. Ask her what she remembers at 10.
Όταν ήμουν 10, γιατί το σκέφτεσαι όταν...
Πήγαινες και έκανες παρέα πολύ με κορίτσα.
Oh, it was because I had a lot of friends that were girls. That's exactly what it was. That's always the one.
Δηλαδή όταν πήγαινες μέσα στο μπάνιο καθόσουν με τις ώρες.
Oh, I would also take really long showers.
Julia!
Αλλά ήταν η χαριστική γωνία, ήταν όταν μου το έπες, τότε πρώτο έκλαψα.
Ναι. She just says that like, she knew, but she was, you know, she was kind of holding out that maybe she was wrong. But when I first told her is when she first cried about it, is what she said. But,
My mom cried too.
That was just kind of the moment. Yeah.
Και η μάνα της έκλαψε. Έτσι είναι πολύ normal. Μην ξεχνάει ότι είχα άλλα δύο παιδιά πολύ πιο μεγάλα και είχα εμπειρία από αγόρια, οπότε γι' αυτό το κατάλαβα ακόμα πιο πολύ.
Yeah, and she says, oh, because I had two older sons, I already knew what boys were like, and him being so different, I was like, oh, this is obviously, he's different.
Were you different? How did she notice, besides the showers, which is...
It was the
perfect.
Showers. It was the
σε πολλά.
And it was a lot.
Στα χέρια.
In the way, in my mannerisms, and everything. She says, yeah.
Does she know about your bathhouse experience?
No,
she does not.
No. Let's not tell her that.
Okay. I tried. I guess what happens in France stays in France. Can you ask Julia if she keeps any secrets from you?
Υπάρχουν μερικά πράγματα στη ζωή.
Όχι, δεν σου λέω για το μοναδικό μυστικό.
Oh, πολλά,
να μου πεις. Ένα
πολλά.
Μικρό μυστικό να μου πεις.
Εντάξει, με πλήγωσε πάρα πολύ αυτό. Πονάει η καρδιά μου.
Αυτό είναι.
Κάθε μέρα να σε αγαπάω. Δεν το λέω
ακόμα.
Δεν το λέω όμως.
Ναι, τα λες αγαπάω και εσύ με αγαπάς.
Ναι, αλλά δεν έχει σημασία και αυτό. Εγώ όμως λέω γιατί θέα μου.
Ναι, εντάξει. Mm. Ξέρεις κάτι και το ξέρω αυτό. Και
δεν νομίζω ότι το ξέρω.
Το ξέρω αυτό. Εγώ το ξέρω.
Ναι.
You know, we just had a really emotional moment, but she said
I saw
my
it.
Secret. Yeah, you know, she said that my secret is that it really hurts me sometimes to know that you're gay, but it's something that I work through every day.
Και με πειράζει πιο πολύ όταν μου το λένε, μου το χτυπάνε σαν εκδίκηση οι άλλοι.
And she hates it when other people throw it to her as if it's an insult. Like, and because I think there's been family members that I have that used it as an insult. And so that's what hurts her the most, mm-hmm. is that, like, she wishes that people would never use that in that way. And she's like, that's a secret that I've been holding from you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, but I know that. I know that it hurts you. But I know that, like, I love you and I know that you love me. And that's what's important.
Would it make her feel any less worried, I guess, if you were in a long-term relationship?
Γενικά, τα δεύτερα πρόσωπα στα παιδιά μου, η νύφη, ας πούμε, του Δημήτρη κοπέλα, εσένα, του Μάριου, δεν με ενδιαφέρουν ποτέ. Με ενδιαφέρουν μόνο τα παιδιά μου, να έχω εμπιστοσύνη στα παιδιά μου.
She's a savage. She's so classic immigrant. She goes, listen, I'll tell you the truth. I don't care about I don't care about who my sons are dating. She's like, they are not important to me. Only my sons are important to me. I love them. I don't give a fuck about those other people at the end of the day. That's literally what she said.
Yeah.
Basically, I mean, she didn't say this, but she said this before. She's like, I'll cut a bitch if I need to. She's like, I'll drop him in a second. I don't care. She's nodding.
Julia's nodding. Like, I will. I will do that. Julia, do me a favor. Tell me. First of all, I respect that about you. And I think every good mother is like that, right? Like they will cut a bitch. They will cut a bitch.
Yeah, she's like, ότι όλες οι καλές μάνες είναι έτσι. Ακριβώς. Και γι' αυτό σε σέβεται.
Ναι. Δηλαδή δεν με ενδιαφέρει τώρα αυτός που έχεις. Έχω εμπιστοσύνη εσένα και ξέρω ότι αν δεν είναι καλός θα τον διώξεις.
Yeah, she has faith that if like that's not a good dude, that I'll jump his ass and go.
Good for you. Your mom's been married like over 40 years, right? To your dad?
40, exactly. Yeah, they just had their 40th anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Yeah. What is, please share with me and Gus, both of us, what is the trick?
Τον ο άντρας, δηλαδή ο μπαμπάς, κάνει αυτά που πρέπει σαν άντρας. Εγώ έχω τοποθετηθεί στο σπίτι, part-time σε δουλειά βοήθεια η γυναίκα και ξέρει ο καθένας την τοποθεσία του σπιτιού. Δηλαδή ξέρει ο καθένας. Ο μπαμπάς είναι να δουλεύει, να κανονίζει όλο το σύστημα του σπιτιού και εγώ από εκεί και πέρα να μπορέσω να ξέρω πότε θα ψωνίσω, να ξέρω πότε θα χαλάσω τα λεφτά, να ξέρω πότε θα πάω το βακεζιό μου, να τον εσέβουμε πρώτον, μπροστά σε άλλους ποτέ να μην τον κάνω, να μην τον προσβάλλω. Αυτά όλα άμα μπουν σε μία ρέγουλα και ξέρω, δηλαδή εγώ θα μαγειρέψω, αυτός θα κάνει κάποια άλλη δουλειά όταν είμαστε στο σπίτι που είναι αντρικιά. Αυτό είναι όλο το η ουσία του γάμου.
She's like, the man has the things that he needs to do. I have the things I need to do. You know, it's interesting because it's like an old school mentality, but it is really rooted in like what makes relationships great. Like in my opinion, like she's saying
it.
Like, you know, my husband has to work and do that and make money. And I have to do the things at home and I have to make sure I have a good home. Yep. I have to respect him. He has to respect me. We have to like, I have to make sure that I'm never, you know, in company gonna like say anything bad. And at the end of the day, it's about respect and it's about knowing the things that you need to do to keep the relationship happy and together and like firm, I guess. And like, that's what's important. What's important is that like, you know, you have your duties, I have my duties, and those duties together form a happy family.
So you each have to take care of your side of the street.
Yeah, exactly.
And don't badmouth each other to other people. It sounds like you just said
exactly.
Before.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's great advice if you're gay or straight or whatever.
She's saying like, if he comes home and I haven't cooked for him, and then day two, he comes home, I haven't cooked for him. Yeah, I'm a bad partner. And it's like, yeah, that's true to a certain extent. I mean, it's an old school way of looking at it. But it's true. It's like, yeah, it's like you need to foster the relationship at the end
of the
day.
Well, you both need to take care of your shit, right? That's the deal.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Your mother's a piss. Gus, can you ask her to teach me her favorite Greek curse word because I'm 5 years old?
τι είναι το πιο το αγαπητό σου την λέξη, you know, κακή λέξη στα ελληνικά.
Αϊγαμίσου.
Αϊγαμίσου, which means go fuck yourself.
Αϊγαμίσου.
Αϊγαμίσου, yeah.
Αϊγαμίσου. Oh, sorry, I didn't have to say that to you.
Yeah, το είπες πολύ καλά.
Oh, see? I love to end every episode, guys, with you guys telling each other what you love most about each other.
Αγαπάω εσένα που μ' αρέσει που προχωράς πάντα πολύ στη ζωή σου. Πας άλλο. Και αυτό μ' αρέσει ο άνθρωπος να είναι πολύ δυναμικός που έχεις εσύ και ότι είσαι από πολύ μικρός αυτόνομος. Δεν ενοχλείς τον μπαμπά, δεν ενοχλείς τη μαμά, δεν ενοχλείς τα αδέρφια, κανέναν. Ναι. Και ζεις από 22 χρονών μόνος σου και επιβιώνεις μόνος σου στη ζωή. Αυτό που κάνεις.
She said that what she really loves about me is that I have always been someone that is like constantly moving forward in his life and advancing, and because I'm really ambitious and motivated. Mm-hmm. And she really likes that aspect about me. I'm dynamic in terms of that. I'm always like moving forward. And she says another thing is that like I was autonomous from the like when I was like a little kid. She's like, you never bothered me. You never bothered anybody. You just did your own fucking thing and you left us alone and you didn't fuck anything up, basically, is what she said.
Stayed in the shower for hours.
Yeah, and she says she's happy to know that because like when she dies, this is such an immigrant thing. When I die, I'm happy because I know that you'll be fine, pretty much.
Gus, what do you love most about your mother?
Αυτό που αγαπάω για σένα είναι... Να σου πω την αλήθεια, ότι ήρθες στην αυτή τη χώρα, δεν ξέρεις τη γλώσσα και τα έχεις κάνει όλα. Και ο μπαμπάς, αλλά και εσύ.
Γιατί αν
δεν τα κράταγες εσύ, άμα δεν έβαλες το πόδι σου κάτω να κάνεις πράγματα.
Ο άντρας θα... είναι το κεφάλι.
Και η γυναίκα είναι ο λαιμός που κάνει. Ναι. Αυτό αγαπάω για εσένα. Ότι ήρθατε εδώ με τίποτα, δεν είχατε τίποτα, δεν ξέρεις τη γλώσσα, δεν είχατε λεφτά. Μέναμε σε ένα μικρό διαμέρισμα και τώρα κοίτα πώς, τι έχουμε. Και εσύ, για σένα, εσύ το έκανες αυτό. Ο μπαμπάς, εντάξει, αλλά εσύ το έκανες αυτό, να το ξέρεις. Και γι' αυτό
There you go. Γιατί έτσι θέλω να
πηγαίνεις και εσύ. She said, I said that I really love the fact that you've come here with literally nothing and have managed to build such a big life. And I said, and dad did a lot, but you did a lot and you put up with a lot because like my dad was, you know, my dad had a rough go. He was an alcoholic. He had 3 heart attacks in his life, my dad. Mm. And so, you know, she really was the one that was like, she was the one that was like foot down. You got to stop drinking. Like, we have a fucking family, you know? And I think that we really owe a lot to my mom in terms of like getting our shit together. And so that's what I said to her.
Women are, I'm sorry, Gus, but I just have to say it. Like, women are the backbone of this entire universe.
Well, that's what she said. In Greece, we have a phrase called, it's the man is the head, but the woman is the neck, and she could turn the head wherever she wants it to.
Mom. Well, I love you guys. Thank you, Julia. And thank you, Gus.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you
so much.
If it's not one thing.
Είναι η μητέρα σου.
Είναι η μητέρα σου.
Thank you for listening, my family. I hope you had fun. I go back to LA tomorrow and I'm just going to clean the house and remember what it's like to be an adult in my own home. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us. And of course, follow us on Instagram at Don't Tell My Mother and at Nikki Levy and shoot me a DM. I always answer you guys. Tell me about a fight you always have with your own mother. I definitely want to hear it. Remember, our mamas know how to push our buttons because they're the ones who installed them. Mwah.
Don't Tell My Mother is created, hosted, and executive produced by Nikki Levy, my daughter. The show is executive produced by John Cryer. Oh my God, I love him. And Lisa Joyner and Jody Zuckerman Weiner at Discount Sushi. Our producer is Liza Glukoft. Co-producer, Andrew Condon. Mixed and edited by Donovan Bullen. Theme song by Donovan Bullen and Joe McKenzie. Distributed by Acast. Now go call your mothers.
Just don't. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.